Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, what possessed you to go on a show like SAS Australia?
I actually have no idea. I think I must have been drunk when I wrote back and said, yes, I'd love to join you.
So was it a casting call of celebrities, or was it a case of, you going to the networks? How did it work?
No, so one of the talents, so I've got a talent management business, Ministry of Talent, and they approached us and were looking for talent for this show. So, of course, I put my hand up. But now in hindsight, I'm like, who do you think you are? Why would you be wanting to be up against Olympic swimmers and the like? It was challenging, let's just say that.
Well, we'll go through who is actually on the show, Roxy, in a few moments' time. But I was looking at the directing stuff. You mentioned there about people who were on the show. And you've got Ant Middleton, Mark Billingham, Jason Fox and Ollie Ollerton. These guys don't look like the ones that you want to meet in a dark alley on a Saturday night.
You don't even want to meet them in the light in Jindabyne in Sydney, let me tell you. You know, I take my hat off to them. They are awesome guys. It was not reality TV by any stretch. They were there as though they were actually on the selection course. There was no producers. It's the most non-reality you'll ever see in terms of reality TV. You know, what we see up to date on various networks being reality is heavily produced. This is seriously not a game. I have done reality, if you remember Celebrity Apprentice.
Yep.
So I thought, oh, this will be a piece of cake. I got there and I was like, whoa. There's no stop start. There's no, you know, there's nothing luxurious about it. It was, you want to be in the SAS, well, this is what you're going to do, and you're going to see if you can actually do it.
I was going to say, it looks full on.
It's full on, and I think it's a really nice eye-opener for a lot of us who, you know, don't really realise what these special forces do for us to live in such an amazing country. You know, I know obviously we've had, you know, a shocking time, especially those in Melbourne with COVID-19, et cetera. But when you look at what these guys actually do for our country to even be able to walk down the street in safety, et cetera, it's pretty amazing.
Roxy Jacenko joins us this afternoon. SAS Australia, the TV show coming to Prime 7 very soon. Now, I had a look at the episodes and I was nervous watching them. I can only imagine what it would have been like as a contestant on the show.
So have you seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not going to spoil everything for anyone.
I haven't had the opportunity to see it. I didn't speak for 2 days after I got home because I was processing what I'd actually just done. It's pretty horrific and it's gruesome and it's challenging. It's mentally absolutely draining. It's physically, it's torture. And as I said, you know, it really shows what it takes to be in these services. It's not for the faint-hearted, let's just say that. And I'm always one for, you know, failure's not an option.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you, this really pushes the limits.
I was doing some reading that you had 4,000 calories per day. That was your part of your food preparation. I eat that for breakfast. How did you manage to do that all day?
That's even if you eat.
Oh,
you
fair
know,
enough.
I remember the first day, we were so nervous. There were some sandwiches given and we didn't even eat them.
Wow.
You know, between having a bag on your head and falling out of choppers and shimmying across the ground using your elbows only in mud, carrying a 30-kilo backpack, there's no time for eating. That would be a luxury that you weren't going to do.
I read here that, you know, you had to chop your own wood and light the fires, and that was only to pretty much dry your clothes, essentially. There's no flushing toilets. I'm out. That's it. If there's no flushing toilets, I'm out.
No. There's no flushing toilets, and you have to do your business with everybody else watching.
Oh,
fantastic.
Sounds lovely. Sounds divine. Who would want to sign up for this? Where do we sign up for all this? So, essentially, Roxy, would you do it again?
Look, I would say to you, I've always been someone of the notion that take every opportunity that comes your way.
Yep.
I think to do it again, I would need to be in serious shape. When I did it, I had been 6 weeks out of fracturing my pelvis and my hips.
Wow.
So I was not in physical position that I would have wanted to be in. But if I had the opportunity to do it again, you got $1 million.
So there is a price. There is a price.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Jewish. There's a price for everything.
Well, everything has a price, as they always say. It's like anything in life. It's
exactly.
Hey, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, jumping on the phone for us. SAS Australia, it's coming to Prime 7. It's got 12 episodes, I beg your pardon. And, you've got character, fear, mindset, and all those episodes coming through. It's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch. What are you going to be like
and
watching it?
Torture. I actually am scared. I'm not even having a viewing function. You know what? I just want to watch it with my family on my own, because to be honest with you, I think it's going to be absolutely gruesome.
Well, let's hope it's not in that respect. Yeah. Hey, Roxy Jasenko, I really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and thanks for jumping on the phone, and all the best with it. It should be fun.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.